Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I'm Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Thummel with a special Quick Take Podcast. Well, the 168th OPEC meeting in Vienna, Austria just concluded. The oil markets are now reacting to official and unofficial commentary from OPEC's members. Here's our quick take on a few questions coming out of today's meeting. But first, let's take a look at what has happened since the last OPEC meeting in November of 2014. U.S. oil prices have declined by 44%. The U.S. oil and gas rig count has fallen by more than 1,000 rigs. Non-OPEC crude oil production growth has slowed and is expected to decline in 2016, while OPEC production has increased. Global demand for oil-based products like gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel has increased well above historical averages. From a performance perspective, since the November 2014 OPEC meeting, the energy sector, as represented by the S&P Energy Select Sector Index, is down 22%. Oil and gas producers, as represented by the Tortoise North American Oil and Gas Producers Index, is down 36%. And MLPs, as represented by the Tortoise MLP Index, are down 41% compared to oil prices, which are down 44%. Now, let's answer a few questions. First, what is the latest message from OPEC? After an hour-long delay in the press conference, a wait-and-watch approach was the message articulated by OPEC. While OPEC did not officially raise its production quota, it confirmed that it will continue to produce at its current level of 31.5 million barrels per day. To put this in perspective, a 30 million barrel per day production quota has been in place since December of 2011. However, OPEC production has exceeded its quota in 43 of the last 47 months. OPEC is waiting and watching Iranian production as well as non-OPEC supply. In addition, OPEC stated that they will continue negotiations with non-OPEC producers to collectively look at the crude oil production levels. Where do we go from here? It's important to keep in perspective the significance of the energy sector. Energy is critical to the development and growth of any economy. It's kind of like food in that it's a basic need. In the short term, the global oil market is continuing to rebalance in 2016, with global demand expected to exceed global supply. This will allow global inventory levels to fall. We believe that $40 oil is unsustainable. Few, if any, producers make money at $40 oil. On the other hand, $90 oil is unlikely, as everyone makes money at $90 oil. The oil markets are looking for an optimal price where consumer demand remains strong due to low gasoline prices, yet oil producers earn an adequate rate of return on their invested capital. We believe an oil price between $60 and $80 per barrel achieves this balance. What role does OPEC play going forward? OPEC production is approaching capacity. Over the past two decades, global demand for oil has increased by approximately 1 million barrels per day, and future demand is expected to grow at similar levels. In the long term, where does the oil supply come from to fill rising global oil demand of 1 million barrels per day? U.S. shale oil likely fills the supply gap, so in our view, U.S. oil and gas shale production is here to stay. How are oil prices and the energy markets acting on the OPEC news? Currently, WTI oil prices are around $40 a barrel, down 2.6% on today's OPEC news, and the energy sector is down a little over 1%, while oil and gas producers and MLPs are down around 2%. For over half of the past year, oil prices have been below $50 a barrel. In fact, oil prices have not eclipsed $50 per barrel since July 22nd. So how long will oil prices remain low? The duration of commodity cycles is always a difficult question. However, looking back at the last six peak-to-trough cycles in crude oil, the average decline in oil prices is 60%, while the average duration of the decline is 337 days. For this cycle, oil prices are down 62%, and the duration of the cycle is now almost 500 days, dating back to July of 2014. Incidentally, the average one-year percentage increase in oil prices after reaching the lowest oil price is 77%. Does today's OPEC decision change anything for U.S. producers? Most U.S. producers have experienced multiple commodity price cycles. Over the past year, U.S. oil producers cut spending by 30% and are expected to cut capital spending in 2016 as well. This would mark the first time since the mid-1980s that the industry has cut spending for two consecutive years. A function of lower spending is reflected in the current U.S. oil and gas rig count that has been reduced by over 1,000 rigs, a 60% plus decline. The current rig count is near the lowest level this century. The result of lower capital expenditures and a lower rig count ultimately is lower U.S. oil production. After peaking in April of 2014 at 9.6 million barrels per day, U.S. oil production has declined to 9.1 million barrels per day today. U.S. oil production is expected to continue to decline as we move into 2016. Lastly, who are the winners in this low oil price environment? The biggest winner is the American consumer. It's the holiday season, and the energy sector has delivered its gift to the American consumer all year in the form of lower energy prices. Specifically, average gasoline prices are 30% lower this year than last year, equating to over $100 billion of savings. These savings put some extra discretionary income into the pockets of the consumer. The refining sector has been the big winner in the stock market, with refiners up 31% this year due to increased demand for gasoline and higher operating margins. Those are our post-OPEC meeting highlights. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. We'll be back with you soon with another Quick Take podcast.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.